And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The education establishment in the state of New Jersey just showed its true colors at the state school board conference. Apparently, women, they just don't make the cut. The Atlantic City Convention Center featured men's restrooms and all gender restrooms. That's right, men get their private space, while women, well, they get to share with whoever walks through their door. Speaking of ideology run amok, Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney just announced his government will burn through $660 million over the next 5 years on gender equality, while their national debt tops $1 trillion. That includes 10.9 million specifically for LGBTQ communities. Carney, whose daughter identifies as non-binary, is doubling down on Justin Trudeau's woke agenda, even as opposition parties threaten to topple his budget. But here's some actual good news from the heartland. The Napa Legal Institute's new Faith and Freedom Index shows Alabama and Kansas are leading the nation in protecting religious nonprofits. Alabama scored 86% on religious freedom, while Michigan scraped the bottom at 22%. And that's attributed to the Wolverine State's hostile Blaine Amendment, which bars religious organizations from state funding, and their non-discrimination laws offering zero meaningful exemptions for faith groups. Meanwhile, Washington manages to be both anti-faith and overregulated, proving that you can fail in multiple things simultaneously. Christianity is quietly transforming Mongolia, where believers have grown from just four people in 1989 to over 100,000 today. Despite Mormon missionaries flooding the country with their counterfeit gospel and free English lessons as bait, Christianity is spreading. Mongolian Christians are now sending missionaries to Russia, Thailand, and even North Korea. Imagine that, a country that discovered religious freedom just about 35 years ago is already exporting the gospel. Our national security took another hit recently when the Australian defense contractor employee Peter Williams admitted to selling cyber warfare secrets to Russia for cryptocurrency. The genius traded $35 million worth of sophisticated hacking tools meant for U.S. allies to a Russian broker, all so he could buy luxury items. He faces 20 years for betraying both America and his employer. And if you need proof that communism breeds absurdity, the public restroom system of China may soon require watching ads before dispensing toilet paper. Users must scan a QR code to either watch an ad or pay 5 cents for a few squares of toilet paper. And meanwhile, in Minnesota, Tyler Abelos thought TikTok was the perfect place to put a $45,000 bounty on Attorney General Pam Bondi. The anarchist-linked repeat offender with a history of stalking and domestic assault is learning that threatening federal officials online is not protected speech. It's actually a federal crime. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.